Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KingSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Washington state man was sentenced Monday for selling Philippine-produced products as authentic Alaska Native-produced artwork, violating the Indian Arts and Crafts Act. From April 2016 to December 2021, Cristobal Magno Rodrigo, 59, of Washington State, and his family sold carvings and totem poles produced by a company owned by his wife and located in the Philippines. The works were sold represented as authentic Alaska Native art. Rodrigo has been sentenced to 2 years in federal prison and will serve 3 years of supervised release. This is the longest sentence any defendant has received for any Indian arts and crafts violation in the U.S. The Alaska District of the U.S. Corps of Engineers and the North Slope Borough have signed a partnership agreement to collaborate on the rebuild of the seawall, which protects Ukiakvik from coastal storms. The original seawall was destroyed in 2018, and the lack of coastal protection has jeopardized lives as well as critical community infrastructure, and the community has been spending millions of dollars every year to build temporary dirt berms. "We can't thank our partners in this fight for permanent coastal protection enough," said North Slope Borough Mayor Harry Bauer Jr. In a determined effort to celebrate the strength and resilience of cancer survivors, Central Peninsula Hospital, in partnership with the Central Peninsula Health Foundation and the Alaska Cancer Partnership, is thrilled to announce its upcoming Cancer Survivors Well-Being Fair, set to take place on Saturday, September 16th. The one-of-a-kind event aims to provide a day of empowerment, education, and inspiration for individuals who are on the road to recovery, as well as their families and caregivers. The Cancer Survivors Well-Being Fair is a heartfelt initiative designed to cater to the unique needs of cancer survivors as they navigate life beyond their diagnosis. It will be held in the River Tower of the CPH campus from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and promises to be a dynamic and impactful event. The fair has been designed around the American Institute of Lifestyle Medicine's six pillars of health: eat plants, keep moving, be present, stay calm, and love people. Attendees will be treated to live entertainment, healthy catering, including a mocktail bar, integrative therapies and activities, prize drawings and gifts for survivors, all focused on promoting physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Highlights of the fair will include educational workshops, fitness and movement sessions, supportive community, well-being marketplace, a keynote speaker, and art therapy.
The hospital is honored to take time for this event and to recognize how incredible this group of individuals is and to help them in their next steps in life's journey,
said Central Peninsula Hospital Chief Executive Officer Sean Keefe.
Cancer survivors are braver and stronger and more resilient than you can imagine.
The fair is open to all cancer survivors, their families, and caregivers, as well as the broader community who has been touched by cancer. Find out more about the fair by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announced on Wednesday 22 awards totaling approximately $128 million for affordable housing investments in tribal communities. HUD Secretary Marsha Fudge made the announcement at the Kenaitse Katnutana Dudeldet Learning Center in Kenai, where she presented $7.5 million to the Kenaitse Salamatov to build 18 new housing units to increase the number of homes available to low-income Alaska Native families.
This investment, we estimate, will support at least 400 new or acquired home ownership and rental units in tribal communities across this nation,
said Secretary Fudge at the Learning Center.
I know that you will use this funding to do great things for your people. We are always here to be supportive. And I want you to know, in an environment in which we find ourselves today, for us to find $7.5 million to help you do housing is significant, not just for HUD, but for this nation.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.